enhances Champaign-Urbana's reputation as a cultural center. Details on the co-op proposal are available at the Art Theater and its website, thecuart.com. And one last story this afternoon. It may be a little crowded at the post office today. U.S. Postal Service officials anticipate that today will be the busiest mailing day of the holidays. In Chicago, officials say more than 1.7 million cards will be mailed. Postal officials say they're reporting a big traffic increase on the service's website. Postal officials say 97 million customers will come to the post office this season, and 47.2 million will do online shipping from home. Officials say more than 4.7 million shipping labels are printed from home. That's our noon hour look at WILL News. Our next report this afternoon at 4:30.
Support for today's broadcast comes from the Art Coop, supporting local artists for over 40 years by meeting their creative art supply needs. The Art Coop store and gallery is open 7 days a week in their new location in Lincoln Square, Urbana.
A storm system over north central Mexico will move into the central plains, spreading rain into the region beginning today and tonight and continuing tomorrow and Wednesday. The rain could mix with or change to snow northwest of the Illinois River by tonight and into tomorrow, with light snow accumulations possible over northern Missouri and southern Iowa. High temperatures today will range from the upper 20s across northwestern Wisconsin to the mid-50s across southwestern Kentucky and southeastern Missouri. Low temperatures tonight will range from the upper teens in northern Wisconsin to the mid-40s in southern Missouri. The forecast for east central Illinois: this afternoon, cloudy with a chance of rain, the high around 50, with the wind out of the southwest from 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, rain is likely, the low 35. The wind will be from the northeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, rain. Look for a high of 45. The wind out of the east from 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, rain likely, with the temperature holding near steady in the mid-40s. The wind will be light and from the southeast. After midnight, the wind will be out of the west. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain in the morning. Look for a high in the mid-40s. The wind out of the west at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Wednesday night through Thursday night, mostly cloudy with lows in the low 30s and the high Thursday in the low 40s. At noon central time, temperatures across Illinois and Indiana ranged from the mid-40s to the low 50s. Most locations reporting a cloudy sky. At Rockford, 46 degrees. It was 48 at O'Hare. In Bloomington, 51, Mattoon and Carbondale reported 49 degrees. It was also 49 degrees at Indianapolis and Terre Haute, 51 at both South Bend and Lafayette. Willard Airport reported a cloudy sky at the top of the hour, 52 degrees. The dew point, 42. The relative humidity, 69%. The wind out of the southwest at 16. The barometric pressure, 30.01 and falling. And at 12:40, 50 degrees in Urbana on the campus of the University of Illinois. This is the Afternoon Magazine on WILL Radio. I'm Celeste Quinn. Kyle Mabry is our technical director. Well, at this holiday season, maybe you're at a loss for a unique gift for someone. Do you like the idea of doing something creative, but you may be in need of some inspiration? Maybe you're short on cash. And maybe you're wishing the season was a little easier on the environment. Well, here's an idea. The Idea Store. This store in Champaign contains all manner of donated art supplies and lots of this and that. And there's a very helpful staff, including co-founder of the Idea Store, environmental educator Carol Jo Morgan. Good to see you again, Carol Jo.
Thank you, Celeste. Great to be here with you.
So give us a few examples. We don't have a lot of time here this afternoon. Just a few examples of the store's inventory.
Oh, my gosh. It's almost easier to answer what we don't have. But just for examples for right now, related to holiday time, we have gobs of bubble wrap, gorgeous tissue paper that's been used maybe lightly once before and is ready to be used again. We have greeting cards that people had too many of, and we have greeting card fronts that people received, and we're reusing to make new things like little gift boxes. We have, gift certificates for all the goodies that you'll find that are not even related to Christmas, but just gobs of stuff.
And what are a couple of the items you've seen people putting together for the holidays in terms of decorations and gifts?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we have all kinds of manner of silk flowers and things like that. We have used candles. People take those and put them together and make something totally new just from the bits and bobs that we have around the store. We've been seeing a lot of people make things like knitted scarves right now. We have lots of donated beautiful yarns that we just can't believe people were willing to part with to pass along to others, but we're very grateful for that. And knitting's, I guess, real big right now.
It is. Yeah. It is indeed. Yeah. Who comes into the store?
Oh, my gosh. Again, it's easier to answer who doesn't, but we see lots of people. We see teachers, of course, students of all ages, people of all ages. We see youngsters who come in and say, "This is my favorite store." And we see senior citizens who are just wanting a creative outlet and maybe are on a limited budget. And, you know, everybody appreciates being able to extend a dollar these days. Yeah. So we can do it, by golly.
I understand that for kids, this is a place where they can have their birthday party.
Absolutely. In fact, there was a birthday party this past weekend. Yep. Children are welcome to come in with their friends and family and use our really nice education room. And they can bring their cake and goodies, and one of our educators, either Shauna or me or and one of our volunteers, help them create all kinds of things that come out of their imaginations.
So you then help kids and adults with, you know, here's something you might use for that.
Sure.
Or if somebody says, "Oh, where do I go with this? I like this and I like that, but what do I do with it?"
Yes. Well, not only do we have all kinds of ideas in our heads, but we keep in the store some really wonderful books to use as reference. In the last few years, there is the publication of a plethora of do-it-yourself books, and they all include repurposed materials. So, you know, you can look through one of those, get an inspiration. Maybe it'll trigger your own little creative moment, and you pick up all the materials that you need right there at the store.
Now, the goals of the store include helping us reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Yes.
And the store has now been open for about a year and a half, right?
Well, we opened on September 30th of 2010, so
okay,
a year and a few months.
Okay. Do you have any sense of how much material has been, as they say, repurposed?
Tons. We've been keeping track of the kinds of materials that people have been purchasing because we're interested in knowing that so we can be sure to have things that people want. And we're able to extrapolate just by doing occasional weighing of things to see. And we know the weight of a lot of the things that come in because we're given that weight when it's donated. So just a lot. We're really helping make a dent in that landfill.
How often does the inventory turn over? Is it
every day. Every day. We have people bringing in armloads of treasures and all kinds of unbelievable things every day. It's the volunteers who work in receiving are constantly going, "Ooh, ah," and things get put out every day, and things walk away every day.
Yeah. Another of the goals of the idea store is that what goes into the till, as modest as it is, because the materials are very affordable, benefits the Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation. Tell us just a little bit about the foundation and its mission.
Well, the mission of the foundation is to promote and support excellence in the education of our local students in Unit 4 and Unit 116 schools. And it's all about helping teachers have what they need for their classrooms, for their students to use. You know, a lot of teachers do spend money out of their own pockets. And we, through the Idea Store and CUSF, are doing micro grants now for teachers. In fact, the new ones are called It's My Idea, and teachers can apply for grants for up to $500 in materials and, well, in money to spend on whatever it is they need to make their own idea in the classroom become a reality.
Hmm. And hours this week and next, before we run too much out of time here, mm-hmm. and tell us about where you're located.
We're at 28 East Springfield Avenue in Champaign, right next to the railroad tracks. And the hours this week are 2 to 7, just for the next 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Then we're closed until the 3rd of January, Tuesday. We'll reopen at our usual hours, which are 2 to 7, Tuesday through Friday. And then on Saturdays, we're open from 10 to 3. So three more shopping days at the Idea Store before Christmas.
And then after the new year, you'll be open again. So maybe there'll be an opportunity to see some kids who don't have to go back to school yet.
Yes.
Well, leave us with an idea about a project to celebrate the new year that you might come up with at the Idea Store.
The new year. Well, I'm all about resolutions. Last year, I made a wishes ladder that contained all of my wishes for the new year. I took little gel capsules and used greeting cards, the lightweight paper, and wrote my wishes inside on the slips of paper, put those inside the little gel capsules, and built a ladder using wire and gel capsules full of wishes. You'll have to come to the store and see that. I know it's hard to imagine.
Will do. Well, we've got 3 days to do it.
I got lots of my wishes that came true last
Wonderful.
Year. We wish for all good things for all of our donors and all of our customers. We have a fabulous volunteer team. Come join us.
Okay. Well, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you, Celeste.
Carol Jo Morgan is co-founder with Gail Rost of the Idea Store in Champaign. Morgan serves as the store's environmental outreach coordinator. The Idea Store's revenues go to the Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation. The website, the-idea-store.org.